Phillies and Nats in D.C., Jason Wirth turning pups in the park day to bring your dog to work day. That's Magnus. Here in the top of the fourth, it's the Phillies barking first.
Hard hit, base hit. Hernandez coming home. Harper has no play, and the Phillies lead 1-0. 0-1. That ball is hit a long way to right center. See you later. That's a big two-out knock, and the Nats are back to within two.
Trey Turner with instant offense.
He kicks and delivers. Swing and a line drive. Right center field. That's in the gap and down for extra bases. Wirth has scored. Harper speeding for third. He's coming home. He will score. And just like that, this game is all tied. Bryce Harper would like to send everyone home happy right now.
That ball is gashed out to center. See you later. Nice day, Bryce Harper. A contract and a walk-off.
Bryce Harper does it to the Phillies again, folks. Unbelievable.
On the same day, Bryce Harper cashes in. He crushes one to center. His fifth career walk-off homer and second against the Phillies this season. The Nats win in dramatic fashion, 6-4. Sean Kelly earned the victory. He pitched a scoreless ninth in his first appearance since being activated from the DL on Friday. Dusty Baker's squad has the best record in the National League after picking up win number 23 Saturday night in dramatic fashion against the Phillies. The skipper then spoke to reporters after the game.
Nobody can say he ain't worth the money. Well, you know, he's feeling more and more comfortable, and he wants to be you have to want to be the man in that situation. You have to want to be up there in that situation. And he got a good pitch to hit. He didn't try to pull it. He hit it to the biggest part of the ballpark, and they say, hey, if he guy can hit it out of center field, then they'll tip their hat to him. So everybody got to tip their hat to him tonight.
Why did Wirth come out of the game?
He was having some tightness in his groin, and when he went to break up that double play at second base. And so, you know, we took him out of the game. It was a cold night, and you're always fearful on nights like this of guys, you know, having some leg problems. And that's why we took him out. Well, it was great. I mean, you know, Cota didn't start out sharp, but he ended up sharp. You know, Kelly made the pitches when he had to. You know, I mean, the whole team was excited to have him back, and they were excited to be back. And now we got to go from here. Well, he's making some quality pitches. You can see his strike to ball ratio, you know, was pretty good. But, you know, he was having his he had the high pitch count because he'd be 1-2 and end up 3-2. Or he was getting two strikes on a lot of guys and just couldn't put them away. They'd fall off pitches, and then, you know, he, you know, was missing with other pitches. So, you know, he was right on par until that fourth inning. And then that fourth inning, you know, I think he had 46 pitches in the first three. Then he had 40 in the fourth, and I think he ran out of gas. I didn't like going to get Tanner, but I thought that was enough. You know, he had 110 pitches with a dangerous hitter up. And so at that point in time, we thought it was enough. You know, use Joe in that situation, to end the inning, because I knew I was going to hit for him. He was the third hitter coming up that next inning.
Jason's groin, anything that may keep tomorrow, or is it
well, yeah, it's too early to tell, but I mean, you know, precaution says that, you know, it's not going to be warm, and pardon, should be warm, but we'll see, you know, and yeah, I mean, we gotta, Jason's hot right now, and we gotta keep him, make sure he stays healthy.
Bryce Harper became the second player in Nationals history to hit two walk-off homers against the same team in the same season on Saturday night. He also spoke to reporters after the game.
I'll take that. I mean, trying to get a good pitch in a good zone and do some damage. I mean, that's fun right there.
That's your fifth walk-off home run already in your career. What is it about these situations that seem to bring out the best in you?
It's a blast, you know. Whenever you can get up there and be the winning run for your ball club. I mean, Lindy had a great at-bat. Two tough ones right there, and then trying to get up there and get a pitch I could drive and did some damage.
I know how close you are to your family and your mom. You've got on all the pink gear on Mother's Day weekends. What does it mean to do this on a weekend that goes out to mothers?
Yeah, I mean, I think, being able to play for them, it's a lot of fun. You know, happy Mother's Day, all the mothers out there. I know how hard you guys work, and I know how hard my mom works, so that's for her.
And you got your deal done for 2018. You were talking earlier today about how much you love this organization. The same day that you inked that deal to win one for your club, what does that mean?
I'm just happy to be out here, playing the game of baseball, playing the game that I love. I love these fans. I love this city. And, it's a lot of fun.
The series concludes Sunday. It's a day-night doubleheader. Jeremy Hellickson, Vince Velasquez taking the mound for the Phillies against Gio Gonzalez and Max Scherzer for the Nats.